Storms that blew through Acadiana kept farmers out of their rice fields. Workers at Randy Thibodeau's family farm were using the break from harvest to move rice out of bins for shipping. Thibodeau and his brothers farmed 4,300 acres of rice. After such a cold spring, he wasn't sure what kind of crop he would have.
From the start, we hit some good stands, but it grew extremely slow. And it ended up turning out to be a decent-looking crop.
Across southwest Louisiana, yields from the start of harvest have been surprisingly good. LSU Wax Center rice specialist Johnny Sechuk.
A lot of guys are reporting really, really good yields, maybe even record yields in some situations.
The harvest is behind schedule. Sechuk said by mid-August, farmers in the southern part of the state are usually nearly finished with their harvest. This year, they're about 50 to 60% complete. Many farmers in this area are able to get a second crop of rice from the plants they just harvested. In an average year, 20% of the state's total acreage comes from this ratoon crop. But this delay could affect it.
I suspect that most of the farmers who planned a second crop probably still will, because we've had a history of several years of very mild falls and mild winters. So I expect them to go ahead and take a chance.
This year, rice farmers didn't have many issues with insects and diseases. Last year, high temperatures and the disease blast were problems for the state's rice crop. LSU Wax Center County Agent Barrett Corville says the disease decreased the milling quality of the rice.
This year, we didn't see it. The weather cooperated better. The varieties did better, so they're very pleased with the milling quality right now.
And better milling means better prices for Louisiana farmers. With the LSU Wax Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.